Welcome to ChicagoBears.com, Casual Friday here at Halas Hall, joined by Tracy Porter, veteran cornerback. Tracy, the Bears defense really coming on the last couple weeks. Aside from the fact that you're back healthy, what are the biggest differences the last couple weeks with you guys?
The biggest thing is we're finishing games now. I mean, we've learned that along the few games that we've had. We had a lot of close games. Some we lost, some we won. So we're taking the more positive sides of it. We're taking things that we've done well and continuing to build off of those.
You played with John Fox in Denver for one season. What's it been like reunited with him? What kind of coach? For the people out there that don't really know what it's like working for him, what's it like?
Oh, man, he's been the same coach, since when I played for him in Denver. I mean, player's coach, fun-loving guy that you love to be around, creates that fun atmosphere. But at the same time, once you're between those white lines, it's all competitive. So, having that fun yet competitive nature in practice and preparing for games, that brings out the best in all the players.
Also heard a lot of great things about Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator. What would you say is his greatest strength as a coach?
Devising schemes and knowing what the opposing offenses like to do. He knows how to put us in the positions to make plays, and he knows that if our eyes are right and we're in the proper leverage that we can make plays. It's just a matter of him. He knows what to call in certain situations, and we know how to execute. And you have those two things together, we'll be fine.
Now, when we first looked at this game on the schedule early in the season, everyone was thinking Peyton Manning coming back to town. He's not playing, but take me through. You know what I'm going to ask you right now, but when I say Peyton Manning, what do you think of?
I know what you think of, but,
I think of the interception that clinched the Super Bowl. So just take me through that play. What was it like knowing that you were going to score that play?
It was one of the biggest, stages, the biggest stage, at this level, what every guy dreams of being in. And for me to be in it in my second year, and, just a matter of putting in the film study. Peyton, he puts in an ample amount of film study as well. But, it was just us putting in a, large amount of film study, knowing what these guys wanted to do, knowing what they like to do. And in that certain situation, we knew what they wanted to do and what was coming. And, I recognized what they wanted to do, and I decided I was going to make a play on the ball.
What was going through your mind when you knew you were going to make it to the end zone?
When the ball was coming my way and I made the break, the first thing I said was, don't drop it. Once I knew I had the open field and I was going in for the score, man, I just had a ton of emotions, going through my mind. But the biggest one was that we had to get back on the field, and then Peyton Manning, those guys had another opportunity to drive down the field. So once we stopped those guys in the red zone and we found out the game was over, that's when, the euphoria hit and we knew that we actually won the Super Bowl.
A couple years before that, Peyton Manning was also in the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, you weren't around to help the Bears that day. So what were you doing that day when he was beating the Bears in the Super Bowl?
I was actually in college at Indiana, and they had played the Saints. The Bears played the Saints in the NFC Championship, and, me not knowing I was going to be here, obviously, I was pulling for the Saints because, that was my hometown team. But unfortunately, they lost. And, being that they lost and the Bears were in the NFC, I was pulling for the Bears to win. And once they returned the opening kickoff with Hester, I thought they all had the game, under wraps. But, Peyton being Peyton, he came out and pulled it out.
You weren't the only one that thought that the Bears had the game under wraps after the Hester thing. So some bad memories after that. But yeah. Thanks for joining us, Tracy, and thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.